AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Brian Koberger will be sentenced in Idaho for the stabbing deaths almost 3 years ago of four students at the University of Idaho. But first, he's hearing from friends and families of the victims.
Sociopath. Psychopath. Murderer.
Kaylee Gonzalez's sister, Olivia, told Koberger he didn't win. He exposed himself as a coward.
You want the truth? Here's the one you'll hate the most. If you hadn't attacked them in their sleep, in the middle of the night, like a pedophile, Kaylee would have kicked your f***ing ass.
Koberger remained expressionless as she insulted him. He's expected to receive four life sentences without parole. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Trump administration is making a difference.
In just 6 months, President Trump and House Republicans have made safer, stronger, and more prosperous America. We have worked to do that, fulfilling our campaign promises, and there's much more to come.
But Minority Whip Catherine Clark of Massachusetts points out Johnson decided to give the House a head start on summer break.
Instead of doing their jobs, instead of standing up for kids, for families, instead of standing on the side of transparency and accountability, Republicans are running away. All to avoid the release of the Epstein client list, all to cover up for pedophiles.
Lawmakers in Texas have started to look into the response to flooding in the state that killed at least 136 people. This is State Senator Charles Perry.
Our select committee will not armchair quarterback or attempt to assign blame. To do so would undermine the very goal in the committee's creation.
Local officials face scrutiny over why more warnings weren't sent to residents in harm's way along the Guadalupe River. This is AP News. A man is accused of building and stashing homemade bombs.
Federal prosecutors in New York City say Michael Gann built at least seven improvised explosive devices using chemicals he bought online. One he put on the train tracks on the Williamsburg Bridge, others on rooftops in Soho. Prosecutors say they have surveillance video. No one was injured by any of the devices. Officials say Gann was planning on adding shotgun shells to his IEDs, and his internet search history includes chlorine bomb, how to make flash powder from household items, and 3D gun printing. The 55-year-old from Long Island was arrested in June. Just hours before that, he posted on Instagram, "Who wants me to go out to play like no tomorrow?" Julie Walker, New York.
More information from APnews.com. I'm Ben Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.